Hi guys, my name is Jonathan Hammonds. I'm an interactive creative developer at Best Before Media. I'm going to give you a quick video demonstration of one of our projects entitled Wayfinder. The project itself is an installation piece founded in a lawyer's firm. It's originally designed for a touchscreen, however I'm going to use a mouse and keyboard for this demonstration. The project actually is kind of two different projects in one. One is a media hub, or a hub for the assets the lawyer firm regularly updated. Another one is a wayfinding application which links in with the lawyer firm's database and allows clients and people within the buildings to find other people in the building. Now, if I quickly run through, the first page we're on here is a PDF. Now, I mentioned how the lawyer firm regularly updated different assets, and they wanted basically everyone in the office and people in the reception to see these assets on a lovely, huge touchscreen. Now, the first page, we have a PDF. Now, this is actually calling in all the PDFs found in one folder on a server. So the idea being that these five different assets, the PDF, the videos, RSS, web pages, what people did is they just updated the PDFs on a folder in a server, and then this application automatically called in those PDFs and displayed for everyone to see. So first of all, we have a PDF here. What we can do is we can click on this full screen button, and it takes us to the different pages. A nice little simple cover flow way. We can scroll between the two. We've also got different documents which are found within that folder I just described. So if I went to click on, let's say, a computer's art magazine. Oh, sorry, computer art. Here we have the many pages of this magazine. Now, like I said, I can scroll between different pages, go back to full screen, display, and just wipe my finger up and down to read the contents of the PDF page. Now, moving on, there's a video section. Again, the videos were stored in a folder within a server. We actually haven't got those assets, so we're displaying some trailers from Apple websites. So again, I can hit that full screen button and go into a simple, consistent, cover flow-esque navigation and choose between different videos. Once the video is selected, I can click on the video itself to make it full screen. We have scrubbing control, play and pause. The next section is an RSS feed. Again, within the preferences of the application, the clients could choose the different feeds they wanted, as few or as many as they want. At the moment, we're on Apple trailers. Again, if I hit the minimize button, we can quickly navigate through all the different RSS articles. Or use your finger to scroll up and down. Just selected Apple's hot news. Our full section are websites. Now, these are interactive websites, the idea being that the clients can specifically select a few websites that they want people in the reception to see, and they can only click through a certain amount of links. So again, what they were using it for, they had a website, internal website, which showed the appointments for different clients. And like before, the same consistent feel of selecting different pages in this cover flow. Our fifth section. These are widgets. These are internal widgets in the sense of the offices were in London, so we gave them a 3-day weather report. Coming in live from an RSS feed. Live traffic updates. And station times. Now finally, like I said, two parts of this program. Once people clicked on the Wayfinder button found at the bottom, it took them into a different section where they could type in a name of someone in the office that they wanted to find, Now, once the person had typed in the name, it would link to a database, internal database, which would display all the different images, all the profile pictures of the people in the office. You would scroll across, like in the navigation we've seen before, select the person you want to find, then hit locate, and it would take you to a page with the actual location of the person you're looking for. Now, this isn't plugged into the database at the moment, so we've just got the default values of center and left corner for the two people we're trying to find. Different camera supports. And there was a lovely kind of 3D model of the building being used to navigate around. And of course, once you find the person, you go back to the home screen and look at more assets. It was all automated in the sense that if it was left idle for a while, everything would cycle through. It would go through the PDF pages and a lovely cycling system. It would play each video one at a time. It was a very smooth, very crisp application we built, which has been used regularly in this office. All right, thanks again. My name is Jonathan Hammond, and that was a project for Best Before Media.